Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, November 6th, 2025, and we have a great mix of technology headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Lion eMobility partners with Castrol to pioneer direct battery cooling for next-generation PHEV and EV battery systems. Lion eMobility AG has partnered with Castrol to develop a cutting-edge battery module for high-performance EV applications. This new module combines Lion Smart's direct battery cooling innovation with Castrol's advanced thermal fluids expertise. The goal is to enhance battery thermal management for passenger cars, trucks, and battery energy storage systems worldwide. The innovative design features a modular structure for improved temperature distribution and a single-cell fuse for enhanced safety. This collaboration highlights Castrol's focus on direct battery cooling technologies and battery fluid innovation. The partnership was showcased at the recent Battery Show Europe, demonstrating the potential to enhance PHEV performance through more efficient cooling and thermal balance. Copper supercycle on the horizon. Copper, a critical material in modern technology, is experiencing unprecedented demand while supply struggles to keep up, creating a potential opportunity for investors. Historically, copper mining stocks have outperformed the metal itself during bull markets, offering leveraged exposure to copper price increases. The Sprott Copper Miners ETF, NASDAQ COPE, is a pure-play copper ETF focused on copper miners and physical copper, providing investors with the chance to capitalize on this unique opportunity. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses before investing in the fund, as it involves a high degree of volatility and risk. Diversification does not eliminate the risk of investment losses, and ETFs may have higher transaction costs. Sprott Asset Management USA Inc. is the investment advisor to the Sprott Copper Miners ETF, while ALS Distributors Inc. is the distributor. For more information, visit the Sprott ETF's website or contact your financial professional. Mission IR News breaks: Global Tech Corps, GLTK, AI and Big Data Co-E targets innovation, upskilling, collaboration across industries. Global Tech Corporation, traded under the symbol GLTK, recently launched its AI and Big Data Center of Excellence, aimed at driving enterprise innovation and digital transformation. The COE offers services such as strategic consulting, enterprise solutions, and applied research to streamline workflows, enhance productivity, and build future-ready capabilities. Additionally, it provides upskilling and reskilling initiatives through Global Tech's learning platform, ProtoEd. The COE also fosters collaboration between experts, enterprise leaders, and partner organizations, as demonstrated by a recent co-creation workshop with Omantel in Muscat. For more information on Global Tech Corporation, visit their newsroom at the provided link. Defense news breaks: Ucore Rare Metals Inc., UCU, OTCQX, UURAF, advancing rare earth independence at TM. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. is advancing rare earth independence with its rapid SXEP technology, aiming to build a North American supply chain. With $18.4 million in funding from the U.S. Department of Defense, Ucore is developing its strategic metals complex in Louisiana, targeting early production in 2026. RapidSX offers a more efficient and eco-friendly alternative to traditional methods, potentially reducing Western reliance on China-sourced materials. Supported by state incentives and partnerships, Ucore's initiative could stabilize critical supply lines for industries like defense, aerospace, electric vehicles, and electronics. For more information, visit Ucore's website at www.ucore.com. Tech media breaks: Parler Technologies Inc. launches $50 million private placement ahead of planned public listing. Parler Technologies has launched a Regulation D, Rule 506C private placement to raise up to $50 million, with the option to expand to $100 million, ahead of a planned NASDAQ or NYSE listing in late 2026 or early 2027. The raise, managed by Digital Offering LLC, will support Parler's fully rebuilt technology ecosystem, including Triton Cloud, Edgecast CDN, Kivo, Play TV, Cardix, Parler News, and the Opsho blockchain. Chairman and CEO Yasser El-Gebeli stated that the offering will accelerate Parler's mission to build a self-sustaining, creator-driven economy. For more information about Parler Technologies, visit invest.parler.com.
Safe and Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, sees expanding energy demand a key factor in America's push for energy independence. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, is focusing on American energy independence through its subsidiary, Olenox Corp., amid the increasing energy demand driven by AI-driven data centers. By revitalizing neglected oil and gas wells, Olenox aims to reduce environmental impact and increase supply. Through collaboration with MockFu, real-time monitoring and automation are used to optimize field efficiency. With a vertically integrated model, Safe and Green Holdings is positioned to support America's energy needs in the face of rising electricity demand from AI, cloud computing, and advanced manufacturing. To learn more about SGBX, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Breaks, Micropolis Holding Co., NYSE American, MCRP, to showcase autonomous security and mobility solutions at DriftX in Abu Dhabi. Micropolis Holding Co., a pioneer in unmanned ground vehicles and AI-driven security systems, will showcase its advanced robotics lineup at DriftX in Abu Dhabi. The exhibition, taking place November 10 to 12, 2025, will feature the Robotic Forestry Unit, MR2 Border Unit, and Dubai Police MR01 and MR02 Patrol Vehicles. These solutions are designed to enhance automation, safety, and operational efficiency in forestry, border, and urban security applications. Micropolis specializes in unmanned ground vehicles, AI systems, and smart infrastructure for various industries. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
AI News Breaks, Gaxos.ai Inc. AI launches Photoshoots feature for ArtGen platform, expanding AI visual creation capabilities. Gaxos.ai Inc. has introduced Photoshoots, a new feature for its ArtGen AI platform, allowing users to create high-quality visuals from any photo or concept instantly. CEO Vadim Matz stated that this enhancement turns ArtGen into a full visual studio, positioning Gaxos to lead in the AI-driven creator economy, projected to surpass $480 billion by 2027. Gaxos.ai is focused on revolutionizing the human-AI relationship with applications in health, wellness, and gaming. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
AI News Breaks, Lantern Pharma, NASDAQ, sets Nova 13 webcast to review Q3 2025 results and AI platform developments. Lantern Pharma NASDAQ TRN will host a webcast on November 13, 2025 at 9 a.m. ET to review Q3 operating and financial results. President and CEO Panna Sharma will discuss quarterly performance, clinical trial progress, and upcoming milestones for the company's AI and machine learning initiatives. Lantern Pharma is an AI company focused on oncology drug discovery and development using its RADR platform. The company's AI-driven pipeline of product candidates has an estimated annual market potential of over $15 billion USD, aiming to provide life-changing therapies to cancer patients worldwide.
Tech Media Breaks, Supercom Lilid SPCB, expands Alabama footprint with two new electronic monitoring contracts. Supercom Lilted, a global provider of secure solutions for e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity, has secured two new electronic monitoring service provider contracts in Alabama. These contracts mark the third and fourth deployments in the state within the past year. One contract involves transitioning an incumbent provider to Supercom's Pure Security platform, while the other supports a new provider launching EM operations with Supercom as its technology partner. President and CEO Ordan Trabelsi stated that these new partnerships reflect the strong momentum and growing adoption of Supercom's next-generation monitoring technology across Alabama and nationwide. Supercom, established in 1988, offers advanced safety, identification, and security solutions to governments and organizations globally, with a focus on traditional and digital identity solutions.
PPAC Private Investment Banking advises ACA Computers on strategic sale to network coverage. PPAC Private Investment Banking, a subsidiary of PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, has advised ACA Computers on its strategic sale to network coverage. ACA Computers, a trusted provider of managed IT services for mid-sized businesses, has been acquired by Network Coverage, a full-service managed service provider. This acquisition marks a new chapter for ACA, expanding its capabilities and strengthening its ability to deliver exceptional IT support. J.P. Pladek, ACA's founder and president, expressed excitement about the partnership with Network Coverage. PPAC Private's industry insight and guidance were instrumental in achieving a successful transaction. The team at PPAC Private Investment Banking provides strategic advisory and direct lending solutions to middle market companies across all industries, with a focus on navigating complex financial transactions.
Investor News Breaks, Beeline Holdings, Inc., reports 35% sequential growth in Q3 originations and 37% revenue increase, projects profitability in early 2026. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, announced a 35% sequential growth in Q3 originations, reaching $69.8 million with a 37% revenue increase to $2.3 million. Operating expenses decreased by 8% to $5.2 million, and adjusted EBITDA improved to $2.0 million. Despite a Q3 net loss of $4.0 million, Beeline projects operating profitability for Beeline Loans in November 2025 and for Beeline Holdings in early Q1 2026. October originations hit $35.3 million, the strongest since the mortgage downturn, with Q4 originations expected to rise by approximately 65% from Q3. Beeline Holdings is a digital mortgage lender and SaaS platform simplifying the path to homeownership and liquidity. For more information, visit w.makeabeeline.com.
DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ DVLT, charts expansion through data union launch. DataVault AI Inc., listed on NASDAQ as DVLT, is making waves with the launch of two industry-first data unions. These data unions aim to tap into the global insurance market, projected to reach $8 trillion, and the accounting services market valued at around $650 billion. By partnering with key players in the industry, DataVault AI is enabling independent insurance agents and accounting firms to monetize anonymized data assets through blockchain technology. This move marks a new chapter in data monetization for the company, positioning itself at the forefront of AI, tokenization, and enterprise data commercialization. Investors can find more information about DVLT in the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.